I want to stop a minute, and if you can, go back in your mind to Bob's song and remember as much about it as you can while I read these words. Whether 70 or 16, there should be in every man the love of wonder, the sweet amazement at the stars and the star-like things and thoughts, the undaunted challenge of events, the unfailing childlike appetite for what next, and joy in the game of life. That reading came to me this morning in Living the Science of Mind. And it probably sums up what I'm going to say. And I was going to read it for my concluding statement, but I couldn't resist starting with it. Joy in the game of life. You know, Connie sends out these emails to the panel members, the topic is, and then she sends out another email and another email, and by the second or third email, the topic slightly shifted. So I'm never quite sure. I'm never quite sure what our angle is supposed to be. I knew the topic was light, but in one email she listed enlightenment and something else. And then in the latest email, it clarified it for me because she said, delighting in life. And then there was a whole lot more which I disregarded because I just needed one word to hang on to. And so I get just a few minutes to share with you what I'm delighting in life about right now. A teaching class, I'm always challenged by my students, and I get to be a student as well as a teacher. And out of one of my classes, I got started thinking about my spiritual practice. And we were talking about meditation. And I thought, well, you know, I don't really sit in meditation. But I do wake up every morning and spend some time before I start my day in gratitude. I just lie there in bed and go over in my mind all of my blessings. So it strikes me that that is a part of my spiritual practice, and that is a form of meditation. So thinking about that in the last few days, I've been extra conscious about what I'm doing. And I thought, well, if it's good first thing in the morning, it's good last thing at night too. So I started going over things last thing at night and being in gratitude. Now we teach many methods of meditation, and believe you me, I'm not sitting there with my eyes closed and my spine straight and, you know, all of these things, my feet firmly on the floor. But inside there comes a peace, and a thought came to me one night giving thanks for something, and I don't even know what it was, but I was aware of the experience, thank you Peter, of peace that came over me. So that's a part of what I delight in right now. And then that's just the beginning and ending of the day. There's a whole day that goes in between. So in that sandwich position there in the middle, with meditation like the Oreo cookies, the cream is sort of in the middle. That's the time when I practice the presence of God. And the way I do that is, it's very simple. I just try to be aware of, well, I don't try. I either am or I'm not. I'm either aware of God and everything I'm doing or I'm not. But more often than not, I'm aware. And I'll be doing something and it'll be just delightful because I'm aware of it. And I'm aware that like this morning, I checked the weather at 7 a.m. Sheet of ice outside my apartment. I went back inside and mumbled to myself, there's no way I'm driving on there. And then it changed throughout. And then when I finally came out and got in my car and drove off, it was all slushy, and I'm slushing the slush with my feet, thinking, isn't this a wonderful experience? I mean, I don't know. The slush just delighted me. I guess because I didn't want to drive on ice so much. The slush was just delightful. And then I parked my car here and I just thought, you know, we had a discussion in class yesterday about, I think maybe it was a discussion I had privately with Carol after class. I don't know. But it was about what else. What comes after this life, or what might be going on other planets, or life somewhere else in the universe, and that it might be better than here. But you know, I don't care if it's better than here. I'm having a great time while I'm here. And as I was walking in today from the parking lot, and I was putting my feet on the ground, I was thinking, boy, this is a great experience walking on this planet. I mean, I was just delighting in, and it's just the everyday stuff. Just the everyday stuff. And then the third little thing I wanted to share with you is here in this reading, which was why I was going to end with it originally. It's about wonder. It's about seeing the wonder in everything. And then it says somewhere, the unfailing childlike appetite for what next. Because what next is a wonderful thing that I've discovered this last week. What next is great for the fun stuff. Kate and I went to see the RV Expo, and we went in some wonderful RVs. And it was like, we saw one, and then it was like, well, what next? Bigger, smaller, fancier, more compact, whatever. They were all different. And it was just a great experience. But also, what next came up in a different context for me this week that just delighted me. This must be the first year in my recent history. I have finished my income tax. It's like, it's only January. I usually file in August. I filed in August for years. I file an extension in April, and by August they get my act together. And I have it finished. And the way I was able to finish it was, well, what's the next step? I'll just do one step. Mm-hmm. I had to balance the books for Evensong for the entire year. And then I had to look at all my expenses and take those off. And you know, it's a lot of go through all my receipts and all of that, but I didn't do it all in one day. I just did one next thing. And I've decided that if I only have to do one next thing, there's really nothing too big. So I'm delighted in that discovery, because this is the time of year when usually the paperwork overwhelms me and I put it off till August. And I'm already done. And it was just by doing the one next thing. So anyway, what I'm delighting in is gratitude. And I got that Peter was very much in gratitude. And practicing the presence. And what next? Thank you.
Thank you both.
If you would pass that back to David.
I hope I didn't have to push it.
Oh, thank you.